When life starts to naturally slow down, all of a sudden the email gets quiet. The calendar opens up. There's not a ton going on. Instead of enjoying that as a break, many of us, we start to panic and think that we're going to become that word that we all fear as creatives, as artists. We're afraid that all of a sudden you have found yourself in the moment of being irrelevant. That's a scary thing to think, that your moment is done. Your art style, your creative thing that you make in this world, that it's past, that it's expired. The way that you tell stories, nobody cares. Because we all know there's more people getting into the game every day. So when it quiets down and life gives you one of those little spells where you don't hear as much going on, there can be a panic that comes over you. Oh my God, why am I not getting invited to do things? Why am I not get hired? Why is the email not going off? Why am I not getting more comments? Why are our videos or podcasts not getting downloads? Why are the numbers dipping down? We tend to make it all about us. And in this moment of narcissism, we start to panic. We start to freak out. But on the flip side, when life gets crazy busy and the calendar fills back up, the email's completely stacked, there's red bubbles all over your phone, you get into this panic of, when's this going to slow down? I can't even keep up with the pace of things. I don't feel like I'm doing a good job documenting or sharing all the content that I'm making or all the experiences that I'm living. And you go in this panic of just hoping for that breath that you can take where it all slows down. But think about this. When it gets slow, we panic because our careers are over. When it gets fast, we panic because we can't keep up. And mentally and physically, we need to slow back down. So will we ever really be happy? And I think that the answer is controlling these moments by appreciating them for the moments that they are, and realizing that life in you will find a way to either slow it down when you need to or to ramp it up when it needs to happen. But even though that is somewhat out of your control, the real step of getting there is that when it's slow, don't hit the panic button. Don't freak out and worry that you've all of a sudden become irrelevant. Take that slow moment while the calendar's opened up to put more of you in there. Get lost in a project that you always wanted to do. Instead of sitting around banging your head against the wall, how can I jumpstart this career? How can I get more people emailing me? And there's just things that you simply cannot control. So that's where you always look, where you can find control. And that's you. That's your calendar. That's your schedule. And what you're going to find is when it gets quiet, you get lost in a project. You have the time to document it, curate it, share it. People are going to take notice of what you're doing. And then naturally, life will ramp back up. And probably you'll pick up that momentum in a direction you want to go in. Because one of the golden rules is show the world what you want to do, and the world will hire you to do it. Show the world the person that you want to be, and the world will treat you as that person. And on the flip side, when it does get busy, like a moment that I'm in today where there's just simply a lot going on, I had a decision this morning. I could have woke up cranky and tired because I recorded a podcast late last night after doing podcast and video production all day long. Yesterday was one of my famous like 16, 18 hour bangers. I could wake up feeling sorry for myself and tired because I didn't get home till 1:30 in the morning. And today I've got to do a bunch of work, hop in a car, go do an interview in downtown LA, come back, produce tomorrow's episode, get some stuff ready for next week, promote the video that I just released. So all of that effort goes someplace. Like, I could seriously sit around and feel sorry for myself about how much I have going on, or I can change the narrative. I can't at this moment control how busy I am, because I've committed to all of these things and it's the way that it's all stacking up. But I can figure out what I can control. And that's me and how I interpret this experience. So my mindset is, I'm tired, but last night I had a great time hanging out with my friends, recording. And I'm privileged that at this age, I still have nights where I stay out late hanging out with my friends. And yeah, it's masked around a bit of work, but it's just also quality being out with your friends time. You know, there's something about four guys hanging out to 1:30 in the morning, having really no place to go, but just knowing that you don't want to go home, takes me back to the greatest years of my life. Those years of just wandering the streets. That's how I got into graphic design, because I figured out that I like making zines. So I can take that as a precious moment. Precious moments, bad word choice. But I can take it as a great experience. That's better. And I can hold on to that experience and know that I'm privileged that I have that. And today, yeah, there's a lot going on, but it's all great stuff. I'm going to go up to Los Angeles, meet some people that have a really hip emerging design studio downtown. I'm going to probably get completely blown away by the work they're doing, their vibe, their studio. I'm going to catch so much stoke from them. I'm going to get to sit in the car, listen to some radio that I want to catch up on, probably call my dad for an hour or so, come home. Yeah, I'll have a show that I still have to produce, but I'm proud of that work. And I'll get to sit here at my desk, and I attached my iPad to my iMac, so now I can watch TV while I work, and it'll be fun to do all those things. And when it's all done, the numbers go up. I will have accomplished more. I'll have more interviews in the bank. I'll have more podcasts released. I'll just have more of everything. And I'll be happy and better from the experience, and my audience is my goal. And by creating more, I create more audience. I'm happy that Wake Up Call Now has been downloaded over 10,000 times. That's insane for this being the 30th episode. It's crazy how this has spread and take off. So instead of being burdened by it, I want to enjoy it. And that's why it's late today, because there's a lot going on. I had to prioritize, and I want to enjoy things. So instead of doing what I was planning on, recording this in the car last night, coming home, making it a burden, I said, no, it can wait. Because if you're not enjoying it, there's no point to doing it. When something becomes a burden, then the project's broken. And so this is me in the middle of an insanely busy back-to-back 16-hour banger when my wife is getting ready to go away for a week and all I want to do is spend QT with her. This is me enjoying the moments and realizing that if it was slow, I'd be panicking. So therefore, I have to embrace the chaos. Learning how to live in these moments and to enjoy them and not just be a constant complainer. Felt good waking up today, reshifting that mind. Hey folks, I'll be back here tomorrow. I'll see you then. But until then, just realize everything that's going on today, whether it's a little or a lot, it's a blessing.